This is Dakota Datebook for May 29th. On this date in 1895, Red Thunder was in jail awaiting trial. Though no one had been killed, sensational reports of a so-called Turtle Mountain War stirred fear. Canadian troops mobilized along the border, but the U.S. declined to send forces, saying the Chippewa had legal rights in the area and the situation was exaggerated. The conflict began when Native people were threatened with arrest for cutting timber near St. John. Believing troops were coming, a group of mixed-heritage Natives stole 4 guns from a hardware store and fortified themselves behind cordwood. Surrounded by a sheriff's posse, they asked to negotiate with federal officials. Red Thunder persuaded them to surrender peacefully, but was arrested himself. A missionary priest who knew him well denied the dramatic reports, describing Red Thunder as doubled over with age and afflicted with pleurisy. But the Bismarck Tribune claimed Red Thunder made a desperate resistance. It took 3 men to handcuff him. He is 88 years old, but almost crazy with maniacal strength. The Griggs Courier noted, excited by the blood-curdling stories, Red Thunder has excited unusual interest and has been seen by almost everybody, including the children. One child, expecting a large, imposing giant, was disappointed. Despite national headlines painting him as violent, the sheriff described Red Thunder as a model prisoner, refusing outdoor exercise unless as a free man. He was released when it seemed he might die in custody. One paper acknowledged his actual role. His office is that of orator for a band of Chippewas. Red Thunder is remembered for his wisdom, tenacity, and compassion. An annual powwow and drum group are named in his honor. His 1892 speech during the McCumber 10-cent treaty was cited by tribal historian Pat Gorno. When you, the white man, first put your foot upon this land, you found no one but the red man and the Indian woman. These are the children and descendants of that woman. They must be recognized as members of this tribe. In 2019, that quote was unveiled at the International Peace Garden, honoring Native contributions to the region. Red Thunder was the first to represent the Native voice there, alongside global leaders. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.